Some of you people would have seen Lightforce, a Melbourne Christian heavy metal band, who've now officially released their debut album cassette. And in the studios of Triple R, we speak to Steve and Errol. So, well, you guys are a fairly new band to the Melbourne scene. How long have you been together and how did you start?
Well, we've been together, this lineup's been together about 6 months or so. I was in a couple of other Christian bands before that that never really got off the ground. And about last Christmas, the first Lightforce lineup was put together. And I'm the only original member that's still in the band from then. And Errol and Cameron came in about February, was it, Errol?
Yeah, about February.
And then Steve in about April, yeah.
A few weeks ago, you played at Bell Street Rock. Were you guys a bit disappointed with the reaction you got, the crowds?
I don't know whether you can say disappointed. We really didn't know what to expect because it was our first real secular gig, you know, apart from the Battle of the Bands. And I don't know, we just got up there and we thought we played pretty well anyway, but, you know, it was sort of expecting, you know, a bit of shell shock from the audience, you know.
So, we're sort of expecting that sort of thing, I think, but it was good to go and play to those people. I think once they get used to the idea of Lightforce and get, you know, get used to what we're trying to do, I think that, you know, that it's going to be really good, because we want to go there and be part of the scene and entertain them, and, you know, we're not going in there to threaten them or anything at all, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I guess, you know, from your side, I mean, it takes a lot of guts to get up there and play with, you know, some bands that are probably a little bit more heavy than what you guys are all about anyway. Even though at times, you know, you're quite a thrashy band, really, aren't you?
Some of the stuff we're starting to write now, it's sort of like... I mean, we aren't influenced by any other bands, really, but it's sort of like Anthrax sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I guess, stuff we're starting to write now is more faster. A bit more thrash and speed and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do is sort of move along with this progressive style of heavy metal. We definitely want to keep up with what's happening in the metal style of music. And Melbourne's a fairly hardcore scene, I guess, and...
That's better.
And yeah, we're getting an interesting sort of style. Errol and I seem to like the faster style of music, and Cameron, our guitar player, who's not here this evening, he's more of a mainstream sort of heavy metal sort of writer. So if you put the two styles together with Steve's quite interesting voice, it's no other voice like his. You'd hear in another metal band, but it gives us a unique sort of sound. Our song "Choose to Win," I think the first song on our first tape that's just been released, is a sort of a good representation of our music. It's got your mainstream metal style and your more faster, you know, progressive style bridge in it. So yeah, I think that's probably the best example of our musical direction at the moment. Anyway,
right. A lot of people out there might think that you're using Christianity as a gimmick for the band. What's your reaction to that?
I think. What we're trying to do is we see a lot of other bands, you know, and they're just sort of following one another and the peer group, and we're just trying to, like, break out of the norm and put our beliefs into our music, you know, and have a real positive thing to give to people, you know, and not just give them, you know, whatever. That's what I see.
I think the important thing, I've always seen heavy metal as being a pretty fun sort of music. I'm really impressed with some bands, you know, especially Anthrax, putting a more sort of a fun style into the music. But all the death and that seems to be a bit negative. So I think we're putting what we believe into the music, and also trying to put something positive. And you know, heavy metal is a fun music. It's a music to be enjoyed, you know, not a music that should destroy people.
How did the name Lightforce come about?
Well, the original drummer in Lightforce, he left at the start of the year. We were toying around with a lot of names for a while. I was with him for the 2 years previous to this year, and we went through two names with the different lineups. We were originally called Rugged Cross, which we changed to Axis, which we thought neither of those really meant much, and we wanted to get a name that really reflected what we were on about. And I guess we are on about, you know, putting Christ into our music and being a light force within the heavy metal scene.
We'll just talk about some of the songs off this, because some people might be under the wrong impression of what the songs are all about. Now, we've been playing Eyes of Destruction a lot. What's the meaning behind that song?
Well, Eyes of Destruction, Errol wrote that song. He just, from a lot of ideas he had about what the world is and the way and our belief and what it is towards sin, and Eyes of Destruction speaks directly against the eyes of this world and the way that they look into evil things, you know, and where that sort of thing will take, you know, our belief comes in there, you know, and we're trying to push the positive, you know, behind that, you know.
Right. What about Battle Zone, the title track?
Well, Battle Zone's an interesting sort of song. If you can, where we're coming from is basically with our Christian belief, there's a battle going on between good and evil. That's basically the whole thing behind the Battle Zone album. If you have a look at the cover represents a man on earth who's a Christian, and he's got the sword and the lightning coming down from the sky. All you people who have bought the tape and have a look at the cover, and that lightning represents the power of God coming down, and little devil down there is cringing and he's about to get killed. So it's just representing good beating evil, and the Battle Zone song is basically about how we've sort of, you know, it's pretty hard being a Christian, you know, sometimes, but you know, it's a war, yeah. And it's just the goodness of God coming to help us against evil. That's what we're all about, I guess.
Yeah.